Hi, class. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about Chapter 3, where you are digging in a little deeper on collaborative practice with partnering with peers, administrators, and paraprofessionals. Really, the role of a special educator is to be a collaborator by nature, and sometimes it's really challenging. Often you're new to a situation, classroom situations that have existed before you even became employed in a district. And so a lot of our work is spending time understanding, observing, listening, and working on our own communication skills. So John talks about the collaborative team process in Chapter 3 and the roles of the educational team. You know that the IEP team has specific members that are outlined in IDEA that must be there and present for the meeting. And that includes the general educator, a special educator, an individual like the school psychologist who can interpret evaluation results, the parent, and an administrator typically who is there on behalf of the district and can discuss allocation of resources. That's called the local education agency. A director of student services can be acting in that role, a supervisor of special education, for example, a department chair, etc. And then the parent can invite anyone that they would like. Oftentimes, if a paraprofessional works directly with a student, it's really great practice to invite that individual as well, because oftentimes they have many amazing things to share about the student that they work with that the special educator may not be aware of because they don't necessarily see that student during recess or lunchtime, in the hallways, etc. So I think some of the challenges that John talks about in this chapter really are about being clear and professional in your communication, knowing that you'll be joining a team of colleagues and you don't have all the answers. I have been in special education my entire career, and it takes a lot of experience to get a really good understanding of the process. So make sure that you're giving yourself some grace as you're getting to learn about all of these federal laws and state regulations and the pieces within your district and how all of those pieces work together to develop a really solid special education program. So Johns talks about being an active listener, being part of that team that IDEA requires, making sure that you're doing what you need to do as a vital member of that team, along with the parent, to develop, along with the team, the whole team, developing a high-quality educational program for that student that is student-centered and takes into account everyone's viewpoint around the table. That is what that team is intended to do by law. And it is very important, as John's indicates, the spirit of the law of IDEA is all about collaboration. And so the way in which you communicate, it can really assist or hinder the overall collaboration. So John's talks about being open and frequent in your communication, observing various viewpoints and listening actively, and also to the student, by the way, who can be part of that IEP team and really provide good perspective, learning from others. You have a lot to learn. I have a lot to learn. We all do. We're human. It's really important to lend an ear, but also know that you are learning alongside everyone else. Believe and assume positive intentions. Really look for opportunities to communicate effectively with your parents, with the administrator who is running the school or the program. Being able to accentuate the positive, right? Like talking to parents about what's going well. Let's talk about what we're all doing well. This is hard work that we're doing. Taking time as you're working with others to get to know them and build relationships and evaluate your own behavior. Are you being the kind of team member that you need on the team? Are you communicating in a clear and a direct way? I thought in John's, in the court ruling example, it really brought together for me the reading in this chapter about the how important the IEP team is and was in VM versus North Colony Central School District in 2013. The decision went well for the district because the IEP team spent time really looking at the data, right? We cannot make decisions based on, quote, professional opinion, unquote. Like, that's what I think. Well, who cares what you think? What does the data say? That's what the IEP team needs to know and be able to do. We need to take decisions very seriously. We need to look at what's actually happening. We need to have observations and data. It needs to be student-centered and carefully considered. And in this case, it went well because that's exactly what the team did. And so, you know, the part of the case of missteps and mistakes, I giggle when I see that because it reminds me of the book series, A Series of Unfortunate Events. If you know, you know. You know, this case in this chapter was all about miscommunication. And I will tell you, as a director of student services and a lifelong special educator, any problem I've ever had in special education was based on a lack of communication or a breakdown of communication between either myself and the parent and the team and the administrator. However you want to arrange those pieces, it's about breakdown in communication. And sure enough, the same thing happened in this case in the chapter. It was about lack of communication. It was about, you know, potentially a situation that the special educator walked in on in their employment, you know, with the paraeducator the previous year. And, you know, that problem not being considered. And then also a question about, was the para needing extra training? Was the teacher needing extra training? You know, how was the administrator kept in the loop of all of the things going on? So instead of, you know, this problem continuing, John's recommends to work on the relationship to make sure that you're observing the situation, that you understand it, and that you take into consideration, as in that mishap situation, how the para was feeling, what the para may need, what the general ed teacher may need, what the general ed teacher thinks about the paraprofessional, and how you can bridge the divide, which is what we often do in special education, because we're there to advocate for the student, right? We're not going to get involved in the drama. We're going to communicate effectively. We're going to model for the para or other peers or admin, even our colleagues, what we expect, we model. And to clarify everyone's expectations, that's extremely important on a team to be able to do that. In addition to that, your exemplary approach, I love Mr. Hernandez. I'd love to have him working in my district. I think it's important that that example shows you that when you inform teachers, you communicate well, you leave room for questions and concerns, you reach out and make sure you're meeting with your colleagues, you're keeping your administrator in the loop, and you're staying out of the drama, which basically happens a lot in the teacher's room. So my advice is to stay out of there. We don't want to be having conversations in the teacher's room that are confidential, and certainly that is something that we need to stay away from. And in addition to that, make sure as a special educator, you're supervising your pairs, you're helping them along and training them. They do not have the same training that you do. And as you work through this module, remember that you are human, you are learning. We are all learning together. And when we kind of give ourselves that opportunity to stop and think and to remember that we're all in this together and we all want the same things for our students, high achieving students who are happy and successful, then we can get somewhere. So as you go off and do your tasks for this module, I'm going to send you off with this.
VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a hawk through daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I flow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you bet I can't wait. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.